Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics on the specification, stakeholders. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up time and again, and examiners tell us that too many candidates lose easy marks here by being vague. So today we're going to fix that. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to identify every major stakeholder group, explain what they want, describe how they influence a business, and, crucially, analyze the conflicts that arise between them. That's the stuff that gets you into the higher mark bands. Let's get started. So, first things first, what actually is a stakeholder? A stakeholder is any individual or group that has an interest in a business, meaning they are either affected by what the business does or they can affect what the business does. Notice that two-way relationship. It's really important. Examiners want to see that you understand. Stakeholders are not just passive bystanders. They can actively influence business decisions. Now, we split stakeholders into two broad categories. Internal stakeholders are those who are part of the business itself. That's owners and employees. External stakeholders are those outside the business: customers, suppliers, the local community, and the government. Some specifications also include financiers or banks as a separate group, so check your own spec, but the core six are the ones you absolutely must know. Let's go through each one and, this is key, link them to their specific objectives because that's what the exam tests. Starting with owners. In a sole trader or partnership, the owner is the person who set up the business. In a limited company, the owners are the shareholders. What do owners want? They want profit. Specifically, they want a return on their investment. In a company, this comes in the form of dividends. Owners also want the business to grow in value over time, so they're interested in long-term profitability and a strong market position. Next, employees. Employees want job security above all. They want to know their job is safe. They also want good pay and working conditions, opportunities for promotion, and to feel valued. Trade unions often represent employees and can amplify their influence significantly. Customers want value for money. That means good quality products at a fair price. They also want excellent customer service, reliability, and increasingly, they want to buy from businesses that act ethically and sustainably. If a business fails to meet customer expectations, customers vote with their feet and go elsewhere. Suppliers. Suppliers want to be paid promptly and fairly. They want long-term contracts that give them stability, and they want the business to keep ordering from them regularly. A large business like Tesco, for example, has enormous power over its suppliers. It can demand lower prices, which puts suppliers under real pressure. The local community. This group wants the business to be a good neighbor. They want minimal noise, pollution, and traffic disruption. They want local jobs to be created. They want the business to contribute positively to the area, perhaps through sponsorship or community projects. If a business plans to build a new factory, the local community might object through planning processes or public protests. And finally, the government. The government wants businesses to pay their taxes, comply with employment and environmental laws, and contribute to economic growth by creating jobs. The government can influence businesses through legislation, for example, minimum wage laws, health and safety regulations, and environmental standards. Now, here's where it gets really interesting for exam purposes. Stakeholder conflicts. Because all these groups have different objectives, they frequently come into conflict. Let me give you the classic examples. Owners versus employees. Owners want to maximize profit, which might mean keeping wages low. Employees want higher wages. These objectives directly conflict. If a business raises wages, profit falls, at least in the short term. Customers versus owners. Customers want lower prices. Owners want higher profit margins. If prices are cut to satisfy customers, profit per unit falls. Local community versus owners. Owners might want to expand a factory to increase production and profit. The local community might oppose this because of increased noise, traffic, and pollution. Employees versus the local community. A business might want to relocate to a cheaper area, which satisfies owners by cutting costs, but devastates the local community that relied on those jobs. The key analytical point, and this is what gets you marks in a 6 or 9 mark question, is that businesses have to manage these conflicts. They might prioritize one stakeholder group over another depending on the situation. For example, A business that is struggling financially might prioritize owners and cut staff pay. A business trying to build its brand reputation might prioritize customers and the community, even at the cost of short-term profit. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where a lot of candidates throw away marks. Tip one, always identify the stakeholder by name and then immediately state their specific objective. Don't just write, stakeholders want the business to do well. That's too vague. Write, employees, as an internal stakeholder, want job security and higher wages. That's precise and it earns marks. Tip two, for any question asking you to explain or analyze, you must show the impact on the business. Use connective language. This means that, as a result, this could lead to. These phrases signal to the examiner that you are explaining, not just describing. Tip three, in conflict questions, always name both stakeholder groups and explain why their objectives clash. Then, and this is the bit most candidates miss, explain what the business might do to manage that conflict. For example, the business could introduce a profit-sharing scheme, which would partially satisfy employees' desire for higher pay while keeping overall wage costs manageable. Tip four, in evaluation questions, those worth 6 marks or more, you must reach a judgment. Which stakeholder group is most important? Why? This depends on context. A startup business might prioritize customers to build market share. A well-established company might prioritize shareholders to maintain investor confidence. Common mistake number one, treating all stakeholders as equally important in every situation. They're not. Context matters enormously. Common mistake number two, confusing stakeholders with shareholders. Shareholders are a type of stakeholder, specifically the owners of a limited company. Not all stakeholders are shareholders. Common mistake number three, forgetting the two-way relationship. Stakeholders don't just receive impact from the business, they can influence it too. Always address both directions. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause, and then give you the answer. Get ready. Question one, name the two main internal stakeholder groups, owners and employees. Question two, what do customers primarily want from a business? Value for money, good quality at a fair price, plus reliable service. Question three, give one way employees can influence a business. Strike action, work to rule, or reducing productivity. Question four, what is the key conflict between owners and employees? Owners want to maximize profit, which often means keeping wages low, while employees want higher wages. These objectives directly conflict. Question five, name one way a business can manage stakeholder conflict. Profit sharing schemes, consultation processes, community investment programs, or transparent communication. Right, let's bring it all together. Today we covered the 6 key stakeholder groups: owners, employees, customers, suppliers, local community, and government. We explored what each group wants, their specific objectives. We looked at how stakeholders can influence business decisions, and we analyzed the conflicts that arise between different groups. Remember the golden rule for exam success on this topic: be specific, show the two-way relationship, and in higher mark questions, always reach a judgment about which stakeholder group matters most in the given context. If you want to push for those top marks, practice writing full answers using the Peel structure: point, evidence, explanation, link. And always ask yourself, what would the business actually do to manage this conflict? Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.